In boyhood days, I used to wrap my poems round a stone and toss them through the windows of the girls I called my own. I didn't mean to break the glass, give heads and hearts a fright. I only meant to pass them on, sweet songs of late at night. Of course, 'tis clear the dainty race is tougher than a boot, for when I met them after class with smirk and lofty snoot, they tell most dreadful stories of the love that goes amiss, till I knew well I'd have to sweat to even get a kiss. My mother saw you, don't you know? She saw you on your own. Your arms outstretched, she said, but feet on roses specially grown. She called for Dad to fetch his gun, and now his eye is fat, because instead of you he shot my mother's Persian cat. I think you owe my parents both a real apology, so show them your repentance now by taking me to tea. I always knew that women were a vile, pragmatic race. The little beast just grabbed my arm and pushed me in the place. She chose fresh salmon sandwiches, a tea of fragrant smell, and flirted with the waiter when the waiter brought the bill. I am a patient lad, but I was burning through the ice when she started on my poems with piles of good advice. Just look before you throw if it's a verse of any weight, or stuff it all into a box and leave it at my gate, or put your songs in envelopes and send them all by post, and don't forget those foreign sweets, the ones I like the most. And have you tried to get your junk in fashion magazines? What super fun, write one for me, to Agatha in jeans. How can I like some stupid boy who promises the moon? Be down to earth and catch me when I try my famous swoon. In any case, don't bother me till you have got a car, and keep your poems to yourself, you know what boyfriends are. I did indeed. I thought of Pep, who'd popped the rugby balls, and Birdie Bill of hairy chest, who bathed in waterfalls, and Dirty Dan with bloody knife, who'd quelled the cunning Greek, and Joe McGall, the dairy dwarf, who kicked you with a squeak. Be more polite, be more concerned, more logical, more chic. Be more adept, more normal too, more civilized and slick. You really think your rhymes are good? Well, I have news for you. I showed them all to Dr. Brown. He thought them rather blue. He told me they weren't half as good as poems done by Yeats. Yeah, yeah, I thought, and then he made a big grab for your... Well, I sat there playing with my spoon and looking rather glum. I think you're saying all these things 'cause you're in love with Tom. She looked with scorn, then in a huff. You know, you make me ill. Why can't you be a gentleman and live upon a hill? I'd never condescend to think of you in loving terms. Besides, my sister Olga says that kissing gives you germs. Bad poetry, bad manners too, and even worse behavior. You're just some funny-looking bod who wants to be my savior. Which eye was it your mother hit? I asked her with a gleam. You mean my dad's? I think it was the left one. What you mean? I'll show you what I meant, I said, and raised my nonsuch dun, and brought it down upon her head, all swimming in the sun. Don't rile a lyric poet, it's the worst of foolish crimes. We can defend ourselves, you know, though we're behind the times. I left her there, a little dazed, her golden curls a clump. Where I had tried to lift her mind, I'd only raised a lump. Now time has flown, but still I do the rounds of boyhood days. I throw my love around the place as if I were ablaze. I tell them, you're the prettiest, the best I've ever saw. Get up into my loving bunk or I shall ache you raw. I don't have many troubles now with people that I meet. Indeed, I think that most of them are singularly sweet. Nor do I struggle with my pets, although the parrot's loud. And though it might be troublesome to fight an angry crowd, I have no troubles now at all with silly blondes in bed, since I have learned to wrap my stones in poetry instead.